Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivek, Sarah, M, and Alec with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. Two multi-vehicle crashes have struck the Sunshine Coast simultaneously, with one car rolling into the bushland and paramedics treating multiple patients. The collision occurred on the Bruce Highway, 1 kilometer of Roy's Road. The multi-vehicle crash has been mainly a nose-to-tail collision. At the moment, multiple emergency crew are on hand with both the Queensland Ambulance and the police on scene. As per current updates, there have been 3 patients reported, all of which have been transported to the Sunshine Coast University Hospital. There have also been no entrapments of passengers in the vehicles. There is, however, ongoing traffic issues in the area.
As storms have knocked out tens of thousands of Queensland homes in recent months, researchers at Queensland University of Technology are searching for smart solutions. Associate Professor Yatindra Mishra, along with researchers at QUT, are looking into how smart microgrids can be used to manage and restore power more promptly after outages. The proposed microgrids are small sections of a greater network that are battery-operated and can be independently operated. Energy Queensland is currently in the process of trialling microgrid projects in remote areas of Queensland, though Chief Engineer Suzanne Shipp says it's unlikely they'll be implemented in major cities like Brisbane.
In national news, Australia marks a national day of mourning over the Bondi attack. Today, the national flag will fly at half-mast at all federal and New South Wales government buildings. National institutions in Canberra and in New South Wales will be illuminated as a symbol of light this evening. As said by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, the pillars will be lit up in locations around the country and will serve as a visible symbol of mourning, remembrance and national unity. In solidarity for the Jewish community, all Australians are encouraged to lit a candle at their windows and observe a minute silence at 7:01 p.m.
And a fire awareness plan developed over 3 years by Upway High School students in Melbourne are improving disaster response safety within their local community. Embarking upon research programs and safety awareness operations, the workshops detail evacuation plans, exit routes and accessibility needs. By engaging students in bushfire plans, CFA lieutenants call for ongoing change following the state's devastating bushfires.
In international news, Japan restarts the largest nuclear reactor in the world despite the local public's fears. Operations at reactor number 6 at the Kashiwazaki Kariwa plant began at 19:02 local time yesterday. 60% of the residents in the northwest of the Niigata prefecture opposed the restart, with several dozen protesters seen demonstrating on Tuesday prior to it. After the Fukushima meltdown in 2011, all of Japan's nuclear plants were taken offline. This restart marks the next step in Japan's plan to reopen their nuclear energy programs across the country.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with no expected rain. It's currently 26 degrees with a projected maximum of 34. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Why, it's my very best alphabet soup. Would you like to help?